Brachos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Brachos Bavli, Daf Base, we begin at the beginning of Masech de Brachos, the beginning of Shas, Daf Aleph Amad Aleph, Me'imasai. Me'imasai Koyin Eshema Ba'aravin. From and until when do we recite Kriyashma at night? Mishah Shekoyhanim Nechnasim Nechal B'Trumasam, Ad Sefer Shema Harishona, Divri Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, the mitzvah is from the time when the Kohanim enter to eat their Truma until the end of the first Mishma, which will be explained. V'chacham say, it's until midnight. V'gamliel ime ad shi'alam v'shachar, and the third opinion is V'gamliel, who says it's until dawn. Ma'ase uvo'u banot mi'beis ha'mishte, v'omuloi le'korino es shema, a case occurred in which V'gamliel's sons came home from a wedding after midnight, and they told him, we do not recite shema. Amalehen im le'ola amad ha'shachar, chayim atem likreis, V'gamliel said, if dawn did not come, you're obligated to recite it now. Not only this is until dawn, but rather whenever Chachamim said until midnight, the Torah mitzvah is until dawn. Burning on the mizbeach of the chelev of karbonos and the limbs of an oila, the mitzvah is until dawn. For anecholim liyam echad mitzvasim ad shalayam ad hashachar, all karbonos that may be eaten for one day and a night, the mitzvah is until dawn. If so, why did the Chacham say until midnight? It's to distance people from transgression, left it dawn before one performs the mitzvah. And the Gemara says, our Mishnah teaches from the time when the Kohanim enter to eat their Truma. Tani Ubechia, Ubechia taught in a Baisa, though, that it's the time when people enter eat their bread on Friday night. And there's a brice about that that says that their words are close to the same at the same time. The Gemara asks, when Kohanim enter to eat Truma is right after the end of the day. It's once the stars come out. The time when people enter to eat their bread on Friday night is 1 or 2 hours into the night, and you say that their words are close in time. Rabbi Yosi answered, the Rabbi is discussing people of small villages. They leave the Beis Knesses in the field while it's still day, due to the fear of chayos, wild animals that lie in ambush. Tani ha-kayure koidim lachein la-yotze de-chavase. Advice of teachers, the one who reads before this, he did not fulfill his obligation. If so, why do people read it in the Beis Knesses before this? And Rabbi Yosi, in Koyin Oisa, the Beis Knesses, Bishol at Seti de Chavasam, Chavasai, Elekade Lamoid, Betrilla, Mitech Dvar Shal Torah. Rabbi Yosi answered, they don't read in the Beis Knesses to fulfill the obligation of Shema, rather, it's in order to enter Tvilla, which is a Shemon Esra, amidst Divrei Torah. Rabbi Zeira said that, and he's quoting from Rabbi Yirmiyah, that if it's a suffix whether a person blessed a birchas hamazon, the after blessing, or he did not bless, he must bless, for it says, v'achalta v'zavarta v'erachta, the Torah itself says you shall eat, you'll be satisfied, and you will bless, means it's a Torah mitzvah. Suffix is palo, suffix lay is palo, ali is palo. If a person is in doubt whether he prayed or did not pray, he does not pray because tefillah is midrabbanon. But the like Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr of Yochanan, or Levi Shispal Adam Kolayam Kulay, this is unlike Rabbi Yochanan who said that only a person would pray the entire day. Lama Shein Tefillah Mafsedeth. Why? What's the reason? There's no loss in tefillah. It's a quest and there's no concern for Bracha Levatala. Safik Kara, Safik Laikara. The Gemara asks if it's a Safik whether he recited or did not recite the Krishma, what's the law? Means the question is Krishma midoraisa or midrabbanon? The answer is we learned from the brisa we had, one who reads before this time did not fulfill his obligation. And before this time, means before, which is at the time of Ben Hashmashos, is it not a suffix? If it's day, he was not yotze. If it's night, he was yotze. And you say that he was not yotze, and he must recite again. And this shows that if it's a suffix, whether or not he recited, he must recite it again. Simon Ladova, Mishiyotza Kechavim, Afapi, Shein Rai Ladova, Zech Ladova, Anachno Isim Bemalacha, Vechetsiam, Machzikim Bemachim, Maalas Hashachad, Atsesa Kechavim, Luxiv Ailanu Alaila, Limishma, Vayoim Lemalacha. The Bryce teaches a sign of when the day ends is Atsesa Kechavim. Even though there's no proof to this, there is a hint, because it says, and we were acting in Malacha, half of us were, and half of us were holding spears from Maalas Hashacha until until the stars came out. They worked from dawn until the stars came out. And it says, and the night time was us for guarding, and the daytime was for work.